Oh, yes. How you guys doing out there, man? We are live, Red Pill News, while we're still here. So whatever, man. Whatever. While we're all still here on this little blue dot that's out in space. You know, you look at pictures of the Earth from far away, and you're like, look at that little blue dot. And then you think about all the stuff going on. What people do, what they don't do, what they're supposed to do, what they're not supposed to do. Whatever, man. I'm tired of all that. Me personally, life is life, you know. And you just have to go forward, move ahead. You fall forward. Good friend of mine, Tommy, just said that to me recently. We fall forward. So go. Get the hell out of here. Fall forward. I see people out there struggling. I talk to people all the time. And you know, we're not all solely unique, right? Many of us have the same problems. We have to solve those problems or see them coming. In the world of Taoism, you see the problem coming. And you try to avoid the problem or figure the problem out before it gets to you. If your problem is other people's selfishness, then you're not going to be able to solve that. We can only exact our own due. The second you try to go past that and do those things for other people, if you notice, the people that are always in trouble are always in trouble. The people that are always struggling are always struggling. The people that always have problems always have problems. You have to solve those problems. And the only way to do that is to change the bullcrap that you're doing. So you've heard the statement, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again every day and looking for different results. Or sitting there waiting for things to come to you. Because opportunity doesn't always knock that way. Sometimes you have to knock on opportunity's door and take care of that, take care of business. But if you're soul searching and you're sad inside, deep down, think about how A-Rod feels. You know, I kind of think whenever I see a story about A-Rod, I have to read it. I don't follow baseball. I don't follow sports. I don't get into that. I think, you know, if the Super Bowl comes around, and it does every year, of course, because it's a multi-billion dollar thing. It's going to come around. It's designed to come around. Is it a fun game anymore between sportsman-like people? No. It's a game between millionaires on the field. It's interesting when you think of it like that. So if it's interesting, I'll check it out. When I was part of a unit, and there was kids involved, we always had Super Bowl parties, big deal, lots of food, all this other stuff. Really the height of gluttony, if you want to get technical. That's a lot of our holidays, if you think about it. So, but I'm not going to get into all of that. I want to kind of go in the direction of A-Rod. Baseball is a game I have a very hard time watching. It's just so painstakingly slow. And I can see why people like it, I guess. If you like that sort of thing, you know, people like blood pudding too. You know? If you like that sort of thing, I like the stories behind. When I was an entertainment writer on Long Island, New York City, for Good Times Magazine, still in business since 1969, by the way. I talked to a lot of people, obviously, and part of my job was reviewing bands, comedians, whatever, anything that happened, events. The other part of my job was to dig in. I like the backstory. I don't like just writing an article that just, hey, this was this, this was that, the band played this, played that. That's all great. You can cover that in a few paragraphs. I tell the story from the time that I left my apartment to go to the place what happened on the way, what happened there, what happened outside. I was outside of one comedy club smoking a cigar between acts. Actually, there was a guy on stage, but he was so horrible, I had to go outside. I'd rather write nothing about someone than trash them in an article. That's the thing. I valued the space, you know. With the internet, there's an unlimited space. So people tear each other apart. I'll tell you about the internet and social media. It's brought out the worst in a lot of people out there. And it's brought out the height of narcissism in many people who will, with the selfies, oh, I got to keep taking the selfies. So everybody wants to be famous, right? But whatever comes with that territory, I don't know. You want to take 40, 50 pictures of yourself? I know guys, oh, I can't find a girl. I'm looking for a girl. Blah, 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 blah. I also see the other side of guys in relationships in hell. In a total turmoil of hell. But you're loved, but you're not. That's it. You're not loved at all. All right, this is the deal. Men love women. What they got, right? Everything soft and nice and we'll spend time, the whole bit. Women love what men can do for them. It's a different dynamic and a different truth, all right? So as long as you understand, I'm not talking about everybody. I won't generalize. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not going to throw a blanket statement on everybody. But I will say this. Whether you're looking or you're not looking and you're unhappy either way, you're the goddamn problem, nobody else. There's women out there. If you want to find all these workshops online, social media, use this app and look for this chick on this app, whatever. Do you really want a girl that uses an app looking for a guy and rifles through how many that they want? It's just... they put like, you know, they floated one of those Christian singles things, right? I don't know why you targeted me for that either, man. And how dare you? How dare you target me with your religion? But I'll take anybody. See, I like all religions. I like them all equally because I feel like they're a bunch of little kittens. You know, kittens are so cute. They don't know anything. And they're out there and they're cute and cuddly. And they're always like, meow, meow. Putting out little claws, you know, digging their claws into you and biting you. That's what religion is to me. Religious people are just like that. Like I told you the story how the Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses run past my house with great vigor. They sprint. They don't just run. They're sprinting. Even the kids got a kick out of it. Look out the window every once in a while. See the Mormons like sprinting past the house. Like, why are they running? You know why. You know why. How dare you even ask? Disrespectful even ask a question like that. Because they can't take the truth. But I love truths, me personally. I live for truths because it is what it is. They can call you out. You know, when I did my cable show, I went after a corrupt district attorney, a so-called Christian conservative. You know, hardcore against everybody, you know, ran the county like his county. Let me tell you, the guy is dead right now. And you know why? Because number one, I got him kicked out of office because he came after me for my cable show. And I kicked his ass and kicked his ass again. Not only that, I kicked his ass the whole time. I was even in court. I was still doing broadcasts out there. They tried to get me off the air, but they suspended me for 2 years. I was back on in 2 weeks. And you fight and you fight and you fight and you fight and these people get in your face. Oh, man, they have no sense of humor about themselves. I have all sense of humor. It's hard to even insult a guy like me because you don't even understand the level you have to go to insult me. And first of all, to insult me, I have to respect you. If I have no respect for you, your insults go nowhere. And I have a zero tolerance for BS. So. Put all that together in a pot, throw some paprika in there, a little hot sauce, and bang, you get an angry chili. And these people can't handle it. And I busted his ass, sent him out. Man, the guy even moved out of the county after he lived here all of his life. George Dentes, right? I pulled my Karnak the Magician on the last show right after, right when he lost the election, the manager of the station ran in with a piece of paper saying that, you know, Dente's lost. And it was an awesome victory. The woman who beat him, who I backed, was a DSS attorney for 17 years, not a promotional bell ringer in the prosecutorial field. Yeah, she was on the other side. But there's a whole nother story there. I don't want to spend a lot of time with that. I'm just going to say you fight and you fight and you fight and you fight until the person is gone. You know, but I pulled my Karnak. I said Dente's was going to move to Albany. His wife was going to leave him for the Sausage King of Albany. He was going to be walking into work one day and struck down by lightning. And all the king's horses and all the king's men weren't going to be able to revive him again. I swear it. He moved, and now even a few weeks later, the dude had a massive heart attack right on the steps of the courthouse he was going to in Albany, where he got his new job. Massive heart attack, dead. Man, oh man. And I did say if he died, I would dance on his grave, and I did go past the grave with a camera. I didn't dance on the grave. I thought that was actually a little overkill. A little overkill. A little bit. So even I have my limitations. Right? It's actually cold out, and it's like getting out of the car. You know what I mean? Sometimes you do the right thing for wrong reasons, or you do the wrong thing for the right reason. Whatever. But Alex Rodriguez, getting back to Alex, you know, you've seen him on Shark Tank. He there, investor. He never struck me as a genius. You don't have to be. You know, in this world, you just have to be a decent person. In fact, the geniuses, you have to watch out for. They're the ones always plotting and planning against you. And highly unpredictable nature. Geniuses are. You never know, quite know what's going with the hell out of that. So of course, Alex Rodriguez made his way around the Hollywood tuna scene, I guess you can call it. All these women date the same guys. You know, there's only a little pool of dudes. And the Kate Hudson, Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Lopez, they all make their way around. I kind of feel like they should all live in one big mansion and kind of have group orgy sex. You know, wouldn't that be cool? Especially if they videotaped it. I know there's no more videotapes. I'm sorry. Showing my age. You got to be careful. I remember one of the kids called me out a long time ago on I said the word cartoon. Oh, is that a cartoon? They were talking about a cartoon. Cartoon. It's anime. All right. Sorry. Sorry I insulted you. No more cartoons, I guess. Meanwhile, I heard a kid laughing his ass off when it laughing harder than I ever heard him laughing. I go downstairs, and what did he get into? My Tom and Jerry DVD collection, man. Yeah, that's right. Tom and Jerry. You can't go wrong. That's real, cartoonish type of stuff, eh? So, all right, Alex Rodriguez dated many incredibly gorgeous, talented ladies. I don't know. Yeah, you know, why would you want to? Isn't that the worst possible? Oh, well, Pete Davidson, we're going to talk about him in a minute. Pete Davidson and his now new illicit affair with Martha Stewart, who's 81 years old. Talk about Tales from the Crypt. Ain't that the mummy? The mummy who grabbed me. I mean, did Kim Kardashian screw that guy up that much that he's going to stray off of Martha Stewart? Anyway, we're gonna talk about that because it's scary. Because now Martha Stewart's posting naked pictures of herself. I said scary. All right? But Alex Rodriguez, he was with Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez has a ring collection bigger than any football player, any baseball player, all them combined. She got rings. I think if she hocked all her rings, she could solve world hunger and poverty just in one quick swoop, right? So Alex Rodriguez gave her the ring. And as you know, I've noticed with a lot of these women, including, I have a good friend who's going through some stuff right now because his fiance broke up with him, and I feel his pain. he gave her the big ring, and then he's like, you know, keep the ring for the future. We'll be together. No, you don't do that. You get that thing back. That's an investment, man. You get that thing back, and you stare at it, and you let it remind you of how stupid you are to begin with. Right? But, you know, you don't be so, you know, I can go into things, but I definitely have my opinions about certain people, relationships, getting involved that deeply, that quickly, and popping off rings. But he's a good friend, and you're there for your friends. And I'm the guy you want to talk to, right? You don't want to talk to that preachy. I'm not going to preach at you. I'm not going to call you names like Dr. Phil. I'm not going to get in your face like a Denzel Washington did to Will Smith after that slap. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to be your wrecking ball. You call me? I'm the wrecking ball. She was a bitch and she didn't deserve you. How's that? Hope you didn't spend much money on her. Get that ring back. Never talk to her again. Tell her what you think of her. You know, but you put people on a pedestal. This guy put this girl on a pedestal. On a pedestal, right? And you do that. You create a monster. Now we're seeing social media, the pedestal monsters, the one who killed her boyfriend in Miami there, the pedestal monster. She's charged with murder. And then they weren't even going to do anything, that Clenny. They weren't even going to do anything to her. They found a video of her and he in the elevator of the building with her beating the crap out of the guy, punching him in the head, grabbing his hair, and he's trying to, you know, say stop, and he's being calm, and she's beating on him. Oh man, now the guy's dead because she put a knife in his neck and said he was beating on her. It was self-defense. So, and then other people are saying she's lying through her teeth, and that's another monster. You have social media monsters. These girls, OnlyFans and whatever. Why would you ever want to even deal with a female like that? I don't know. They're not even good to look at. There's no point in venturing there. If you're a man and you're that lonely, hey, man, go to a church and meet some girl. Is that such a bad thing? You don't have to believe in the religion to meet some girl, do you? Do you? Maybe you do. There's lots of places to meet people. Bookstores, supermarkets, all kinds of things. Lots of places. You can scope them out. Life is... Yes, it's weird because the social media itself has put a lot of messages out there about the new word that women use to describe men as creeps, a creep. The creep approached me in the store and asked me out. Oh, he's a creep. You know, back in the day, that's how you meet people. Now you're a creep for doing it. So it's trial and error. You have to not care what people think of you. You know, when people put it out there, I think you're this and I think you're that. Well, I never asked you what the hell you thought. If anybody ever asked you what you thought, that'd be a miracle, right? Getting back to Alex Rodriguez. So here's another kick in the balls for a multi-millionaire, whatever he is, billionaire now. I don't know what he is. He's got more money than me, most people. Alex Rodriguez. Let's see. So, all right. So now, at one time, aside from all the starlets, Alex Rodriguez dated Anna Wojcicki. Wojcicki. Ugh. I would change my name. Change it to anything that's pronounceable. Wojcicki. Is that Wojcicki? Wojcicki? And Wojcicki. An entrepreneur and is co-founder of the CEO and CEO of 23andMe, large organization that tracks your DNA, personal genomics, of course, and biotechnology company and information company, first and foremost. And Alex started dating in May of 2016, but called it quits in February of 2017. So they made it a little while from May to February. That's, I'll tell you, in that realm, that's a long time for these guys. Him, anyway. Alex, who was known for being one of the iconic players in Major League Baseball. You know, iconic, but not a good one, right? Isn't that funny how people say that he wasn't good? just that he was known. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter at this point. Doesn't matter for me at all. I don't watch the series. I don't watch. Maybe he could be the best one in the world. I wouldn't know. The last baseball player I even liked that I thought was cool was Barry Bonds, because I liked how he knocked the ball out of the park. And unknown, unbeknownst to me and everybody else at that point, he was on steroids. So that was kind of like, oh, well. Oh, well. And he lied about it. Oh, well, times two. So, but Alex was slammed by Ann's mother, Esther Wajiki, for his supposed lack of intelligence. Bad to go out there. You're the girl's mom. Especially, you know, this is the funny thing is, especially now, years later, and the New York Times is interviewing her because she's a rich, rich bitch. There's no other reason to interview this woman at all. None. You know, New York Times said there, I need to go interview Esther Wajiki. Ask her about A-Rod. So, all right. So she goes, does this New York Times. New York Times is a big-time liberal rag. Everybody knows. Used to be a great paper. Now they're going down in infamy for being a rag. You know, if you notice, all these liberal rags, including CNN, are all going to the wayside. The people on there getting fired, leaving. Going because of what they are. So, okay. She said, let's see.
He seemed to be genuinely in love with Ann, but I right away figured out this was a mismatch. He had no academic background. We couldn't have an intelligent conversation about anything. His main interest in life was something that none of us had ever focused on, which was baseball. He could watch baseball for 10 hours a day. He wasn't even sure he wanted to go on the yacht with Ann because the TV might not be working.
Let's go on the yacht.
That TV working?
I think that makes him down to earth. Like, this woman obviously is looking down on A-Rod for whatever reasons. You might have a whole host of them. Who knows? But the whole mismatch because he doesn't have an intelligent conversation. I've seen the guy speak intelligently about things more so than a lot of sports stars. But most of these guys are big, dumb jocks. Isn't that kind of the blanket statement on them? They're big, dumb jocks. But Alex Rodriguez is not as dumb as you might think he is. It's just this woman just needs to run him into the ground because she can. Because she had, in the New York Times, in an article, she had the opportunity to talk about anything in the world, all this important stuff, anything happening. She chose to talk about Alex Rodriguez being stupid, which is pretty funny. So Ann belongs to a family of intellectuals. Her father, Stanley, is a former chair of the physics department of Stanford University. Her mother, Esther, holds a degree from the University of California at Berkeley and is the ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin. So if you say Google and you say all these apps and whatever, these are people. It wasn't genius that brought them to those things. It was luck and addiction, right? People's addiction for their cell phones, for the Google and all this other stuff, and also their laziness and not wanting to look things up for themselves and depending on these services to do everything for them, which is damaging. You know, it's damaging people's mental health. This is what I see out there. This is the hard truth. There's lots of studies done on it, and they all come to the same conclusion. So, all right, and let's see. Okay. And Wajiki, who was married to Google co-founder, like I said, Sergey Brin, says she was snubbed until she made her own fortune with 23andMe. There are people who wouldn't talk to me for years and years. Really? Snubbed even by her intellectual family and all the big muckety mucks. She was snubbed by for not being rich. Snubbed by whom? right? You're trying to hang out into a certain area. Here is a picture of Esther Wojcicki. Ugh. She looks like she could live in Ithaca, New York. I gotta tell you that. She's got that look, that... You're an intellectual, but you're not smart enough to know how to be kind to people. All right? Being kind. Kindness. Which means you don't go in and beat on A-Rod. Well, the guy's hurting enough. He's got that you know, J-Lo love lost. Now he's with that young chickie. And I know he ain't having intelligent conversations with her. I don't think that's what he's looking for, as a matter of fact. The prominence and massive popularity of Alex Rodriguez troubled Esther Wojcicki. Going anywhere with Alex Rodriguez made her uneasy because someone would always approach him and ask for a photograph. Oh my God, she said.
If we went to Target to look for clothes for the kids, all of a sudden we'd be looking around and people would be saying, we just want a selfie with A-Rod. He can't walk across Central Park. He has to take a cab.
So the woman's upset because he's popular. That's what he does. He's supposed to wear a disguise. Even I don't think A-Rod could wear a disguise. Yeah? Go up and dress up like Derek Jeter. Jeter the Beater. All right. And even mentioned Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez's ex-fiance. Ouch! She going there? Back then, J-Lo and Alex were dating each other when the New York Times interview with Esther Wojcicki surfaced online. That's always nice. Esther said,
that will work better with his current girlfriend, Jennifer Lopez, because she's like, take a picture of me anytime. I wish J-Lo all the luck in the world.
Ugh. Imagine having that. This guy could have shot himself in the foot and call himself lucky to get into a family like that. Oh, my God. Let's see. Surprisingly, Ann's mother also had problems with his nickname, A-Rod, and recalled,
when I started dating Alex, my mom was like, what's an A-Rod? And I was like, Mom, that's his name.
Despite all things Ann's mother said about Alex, she was all praises for Rodriguez. She said,
Alex is a really sweet guy. He's a smart guy. He's a good person. Alex lives in this world of cash flow businesses, and Silicon Valley lives in this world of the potential of the future. So it was kind of like a really fun conversation.
So is he stupid? Is he not stupid? Which is it? I don't think the daughter was looking for a fun conversation with A-Rod, actually, man. I think that she was looking, he was up at batting. That was it. You know what I mean? Batting for Google executive, whatever the fuck your name is A-Rod. Ooh, A-Rod. All right, geez. Past first base with a little bit of craziness from the girl's mom, calling him stupid. He is hitting second base with any kind of problem. Oh, he's going into third. He's rounding home. He's going. He's sliding. Woo! Home run! Yeah! Don't you think that's pretty much how things went? Of course, Alex Rodriguez is romantically involved with fitness influencer Catherine Paget currently. And she's probably not an intellectual either. You know, but it gets me about how stuck up the ass people are and how people look down on others, right? No matter what they do, what kind of people they are, and that type of thing. Ugh, it's ugly, isn't it? Don't participate in that. It's more fun to just stay away from people that have a stick up their ass like that, because they obviously have problems. That woman's got problems, and she's gonna do all this crap, and she knew Alex Rodriguez is gonna read that. He's gonna hear about it. You know, people are gonna tell him, and he's not gonna be happy about it. So it's just a way of this person to jab a knife at this guy. Through the media, and the New York Times allowed it to happen. Was it pleasant to say? Was it good to say? Was it kind to say those things? I mean, is there a reason he's not with her now? It's 2016, ancient history, right? But this is the funny one here. Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart just responded to rumors she's dating Pete Davidson after they were seen holding hands following his split from Kim Kardashian. Of course, Kim Kardashian told her little funny monkey to go. Pete Davidson showed him the door. I'm sure that they were never even. I don't think that Pete Davidson made it to home. I don't think he probably even made it to second. You know, and he's this guy. I really don't know him except from the Kim Kardashian relationship. I know he was on Saturday Night Live, and I know that he's done some movies, whatever. They're not my kind of movies. He's not funny to me. I don't know. Whatever. He is what he is. Right? He is what he is. So, but this is creepy. This is downright creepiness. And if the guy really is going in the direction of Martha Stewart, all right. A sweet bond. Martha Stewart clears up Pete Davidson's dating rumors. Rumors emerged of the former Saturday Night Live star linking up with the lifestyle guru after his breakup with Kim Kardashian. And fans joked that the next star-studded celebrity he would date would be Martha Stewart. You know, she hung out with Snoop Dogg, right? Snoop Dogg sitting there with Martha Stewart. Got baking some bread. Come on, Martha. Martha, just take this blunt, make some bread. I got a chocolate log for you, and we're going to have some fun now. Bop, 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 raisin bread. No. Okay. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Martha gushes about her close relationship with Pete and puts down rumors immediately. She said,
Pete Davidson is like a son that I never had. He's a charming boy who is finding his way. I invited him to come on my podcast, and I look forward to hearing what he has to say.
Isn't that what it's all about? This guy's probably thinking, oh, she cares about me. Martha Stewart cares.
Martha Stewart cares about me. After Kim Kardashian kicked me to the door, I didn't even get to play with her boobies. And now Martha Stewart loves me.
She's watching my podcast. It's as pathetic as Will Smith's wife, Jada the Hutt, you know, doing everything that she does on her podcast. She told Will Smith about her illicit affair on the podcast. First time. Crushed the dude in front of all those people. Wanted and had him on there and advertised the hell out of it that Will Smith was going to be on her podcast so everybody would watch. That is messed up. I don't even know. We can talk about that psychologically for weeks. That's something that's completely messed up. No wonder why the guy is messed up. Really messed up, right? He really is. Pete broke up with Kim Kardashian in early August. This month, last week, a source confirmed he didn't do the breaking. She did the breaking. When the girl does the breaking, the guy, there's only one thing the guy can do is run the other way. Don't beg. Don't pray. Don't try to be like, we can get together. Just kind of, you know, when they get all,
I've got something to tell you. We need to talk.
There, they get all dramatic, right?
I have to say that we can't be together anymore. And it's not you, it's me.
Ha! Then the guy should laugh his ass off, right? And run out the door. You laugh just like that and run out the door. Oh, God, thank God. I was getting tired of this anyway. I'll see you later. You know, run out the door like you just left a bomb. You just popped the hand grenade. It's time to go. They'll believe, oh, baby, please.
Please, baby, please don't go. I want you in my life, you know. I love you every day and every night. Please, baby.
No, you don't say that stuff. You say, oh, my God, he's so goddamn annoying. Ugh, your ass is too fat. I don't want to. Bitch. And then you go and you run as fast as you can. You see how far, you see how fast they chase after you, because then they realize, that mentally is the game, isn't it? That the ones that you want don't want you. The ones that you don't want you. And that's just, whatever. That's just the way it is. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't have that going on and it's a good relationship, you are in the minority and good for you. Okay, back to Martha. Well, Kim and Pete have decided to just be friends. it's his decision. You know, I'm kind of forced. You're forced. It's not like, hey. Leslie, they have a lot of love and respect for each other, but found that the long distance and their demanding schedules made it difficult. So Kim Kardashian's gonna practice the hypergamy. She probably already has the dude in the wings that she's gonna be dating, who will be richer, better looking, nicer, and whatever than the Pete Davidson, another man that she see. This is the deal. She doesn't want a man she can control. You may think that powerful women are like that, but women aren't like that in general, right? They don't want a guy who they have to make all the decisions for. They want a man to be a man, and it's that simple. And men want women to be women. Ladies, really. Gentlemen and ladies is what it's supposed to be, not what's out there now. What's out there now is just, it's just a swill of a mess and growing, getting worse as time goes on, especially with social media. And the disgusting people who control the social media, you know, like a Zuckerberg, like these people that have no morals, they no moral character, no nothing. And they're just what they are, parasites, right? Hanging on, you know what? Look what they do to people on just the service alone, the restrictions and whatever. You put a funny meme up and then they say it goes against their standards and whatever, and they suspend you and that type of thing. It's a joke. It's a joke. Who are you letting judge you? Yeah, who the hell are they to judge anybody? You make their service more interesting by putting stuff up. So Pete is currently filming a movie in Australia, while Kim is based in Calabasas, California. I saw the second that she kicked that guy out the door, she put on a nude bikini and nude boots or whatever, went to a gym to pose for pictures. Like saying, here it is. You just rang the dinner bell for every billionaire out there. Here it is. A lot of guys wouldn't even want to touch her if they thought that she did anything with Pete Davidson. Bad enough she was with Kanye. You know, there are people I broke up with because I found out they dated somebody that I had no respect for in the past. I'd be I don't want to go there. Yeah, she got four kids too. This guy was just enamored by, she's an attractive woman. She's got a lot of power, more than him. I mean, he's an actor, whatever you want to call him, but she is a social media, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Porno star. She started off as, well, you know, her fame came because of her porno, right? The revenge porno that her boyfriend supposedly revenged. Very well-placed, well-timed revenge porno, right? Fans took to social media to speculate who Pete would be dating next. Why people even care? He was briefly engaged to Ariana Grande, which tells me that the guy's really messed up. If I was advising him in the world of life coach and relationship, I'd tell him to take a break. Just go out and have fun. Sow your oats, get jiggy with it. Don't worry about it, because there's plenty of time. And if there's not plenty of time, at least you had fun while you were doing your thing. A lot of women these days are riding the carousel. They're online. They're with this guy, that guy, this guy. You can't keep up with how many. There's no, you know, is there virtue in that? I guess if you just, you know, if that's what you're looking for. But then they always say that's not what they're looking for. But that's what they engage in. So the two things don't match up, right? A picture of Pete, Kim, and Martha from the 2022 White House Correspondents' Dinner. What are they doing there? What were they doing there? What were they doing at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian, and Martha Stewart. Now, one of them is a journalist. The hell are they doing that? Oh, my God. Where Martha was seen holding Pete's hand. Ooh. All three of them. Maybe something, you know. Something going on, a little menage happening. A source told People, of course, you know it's true if it's in People magazine, on August 8th, 2022, that Pete is in therapy due to Kim's ex-husband Kanye bullying. The source, this guy's got no balls. No balls.
Kanye bullies me, makes me feel bad. I cry in my mansion all day long. When I'm in my private plane, I shit myself and I make people clean me, tell me that Kanye scared the shit out of me.
It takes some boxing lessons, you idiot, and go kick his ass. I would be like, first thing, oh yeah, you threaten me? I'll be at your house. You know? You know, little Kanye come to the door, and I'd be like, bat! His head spinning. You just threatened me? I'm going to break your face in three places. How dare you? How dare you? That's what a man does. Now, if he did that, Kim Kardashian would still be with him. Oh, man, you went to Kanye and you caved his face in? You caved his face in. You made that guy's going to need all types of plastic surgery. I love you. That's pretty much, you're willing to fight for me. That's how screwed up people are. You're going to sit there, I'm in therapy.
I need therapy. I feel bad. Where's my safe place? Ooh, I need to have an intellectual conversation with somebody right away.
I'm sorry, not sorry. Okay. That's just the first goddamn funny one. So this prompted Martha Stewart. This put her in a whole different level. 81-year-old Martha Stewart, right? So then Martha Stewart comes out, I don't know, hours later, posting a nude photo, a throwback, which was 1996. I don't know if you want to even throw back that far with Martha Stewart. I don't know if Martha Stewart naked. I don't know anybody wants to see that shit. Nobody. Martha Stewart is really living her best life. The formerly incarcerated, you know, don't forget she was queen of the yard in jail for all that debauchery going on with stocks and what? They put her in. Not all those other guys who committed those crimes, just her. Let's see. And linens, you know, the jail and linens she's known for. She fully embraced Instagram as her social media platform of choice, offering delicious peeks at her estate, her many celebrity friendships, and, of course, her food creations. And recently, she posted a nude, a throwback nude, with her bits concealed. Thank God. Nobody really needs to see that. Does anybody actually need to see that? I mean, do you have a need? I think if you have a need to see that, you need to be in therapy. You know, I got a need to see Martha Stewart naked. Oh my God. I'm sorry, as your therapist, I can't handle this. So you need to step up your game. You need somebody more qualified than me. She's like, do you remember this? Stuart wrote on Instagram under a picture of her hand holding the August 96 issue of Spy Magazine. Got naked on Spy Magazine. I think Martha Stewart, something with Pete Davidson, kindled some stuff in Martha Stewart. And I know why, too. I'm going to tell you why. Here we go. Let's see. Just because she's posting throwbacks nudes after another picture of her went viral of Martha Stewart and Pete Davidson holding hands. She weighed in on her joke, saying he's that charming boy. He's the summer of 56. Isn't that what that movie is? Martha Stewart is looking for a lover closer to her own age, which is 81, and she knows just where she'll find him at a friend's funeral. There you go. There you go. You know, she tried to run over her ex-husband with a big-ass Suburban. I don't know if you know that. I think she was angry. Something. She tried to back up over him. You know, of course, if you back up over somebody, it's a no fault. I don't, in New York, it is anyway. But you know why? This was, I don't know if you know who Rachel Bilson is. I have no idea who she is. Somebody famous. But Rachel Bilson jokes she misses her ex-boyfriend Bill Hader's big penis, right? So Pete Davidson apparently isn't the only Saturday Night Live alum with a big penis. So that's what got me. No wonder why Martha Stewart's trying to get in there. Because he's up at bat, isn't he? That sounds like he's up at bat. Yeah? During a recent podcast, Rachel Bilson quipped that her ex Bill Hader, is well endowed on Monday's episode of her Broad Ideas podcast. All these girls do is sit around these podcasts, talk about big dick. Before the pair burst into laughter, she added, we can keep that a secret. Yeah, of course, because nobody listens to your podcast. The former couple sparked relationship rumors and blah, 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 blah. I don't care about this. All right. I just thought it was funny that they had to mention Pete Davidson's big penis. This is, you know, if you want to be famous, this is your life as that person, right? You hang out with naked Martha Stewart and she bakes you some cinnamon buns. And then it goes on because then they had to talk about every big penis in Hollywood. Now, isn't this gender specific, obviously? And isn't it, you know, against men? I mean, isn't it like, I just read an article, as a matter of fact, about selfies. People taking naked selfies especially, and how narcissistic it is attached to a narcissistic disorder. But you see Britney Spears, you know, she's known for music. Here she is naked on Instagram trying to stay relative, you know, and a whole bunch of them. So then Tommy Lee takes a picture of himself naked, and he's got he's up at bat. He's got a bat going on. And then people are like, oh my God, he's a creep. He's evil. How dare he? Oh my, he's disgusting. He's a male. Bleh. Really? So it's okay for Britney Spears to get naked and all these other women who are over 50 trying to say how good they are. They get naked and then they Photoshop the hell out of the picture to show them naked. But that's not really them. It's a Photoshop. If you saw them for them, they look their age. Some of them look way older, right? So, big names and big packages, right? Rachel Bilson was talking about her Bill Hader's big package. Let's see. Here we go. But they're not. He's not the only one with that. He's now joined the likes of Liam Neeson, Daniel Craig, and John Hamm. Daniel Craig, really? You wouldn't think about that guy. Hey, you guess he was James Bond. He's a little dude. You would think that. I don't know. I guess that's not a thing for your thing. But today's stars face some seriously stiff competition from the golden age icons such as Charlie Chaplin, Milton Berle, and Fatty Arbuckle, whom boasted bulging members according to old Hollywood lore. Right? Pete Davidson, however, is perhaps the most well-known, well-endowed man, with ex Ariana Grande tweeting in 2018 that the Saturday Night Live cast member was in possession of a penis measuring like 10 inches. I'd be banging out of the floor to Kanye West. I'm sending him some pictures. Here it is, man. Banging nails into stuff with my penis. Yeah, I'm at Kim's house fixing stuff. I'm gonna kill you, man. The sexed up songstress quickly deleted her raunchy revelation. Yeah, but once it's out there, you know, the internet. But not before Davidson quickly became associated with BDE. BDE. Which stands for Big Dick Energy. Well, you might have a big one, but not necessarily mean there's energy behind it. Some guys have big ones, it just doesn't do anything. But anyway. Up at bat, Pete Davidson. Intrigue about Davidson's dong was what initially attracted ex Kim Kardashian, apparently. I wasn't even thinking
I could, like, oh my God, I'm going to be in a relationship with him. I was just thinking, heard about his BDE, need to get out there.
Oh, there you go. And you know, she said that for Kanye, just to torture him, man.
Hey, oh man, he got the BDE. Skeet's gonna skeet, skeet, skeet with my Kim Kardashian.
No guy likes that. When your ex is with somebody who's much, much larger. Unless you don't care. Anyway. Let's see. Liam Neeson was said to have the biggest penis of any man alive. I know a guy that had a 14-inch penis, man. He wasn't very happy about it either. His name was Sean. So 14. That's pretty big. There's big. There's too big. There's unmanageable, right? All right. Anyway. Who is this? Liam Neeson. That's interesting. Daniel Craig. Anyway, I'm going to have to end the show on that note. That note. Had a lot more to talk about, but got stuck on people's BDE thing going on. I'm going to see you guys next week on this Red Pill News. Have fun with your life. Watch out. Watch out for all those people out there. Watch out for the BDE if you can't handle it. I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye. So long. Adios. Y'all.